Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:44. A unicorn is usually an unlisted startup with an actual or strong potential to be worth more than $1 billion. We don't have many here in Ireland. 9, according to TraceXN, including WorkHuman, Let's Get Checked and TransferMate. But according to my next guest, Irish unicorn owners and owners of smaller startups are selling out 12 times faster than they are being created. And with that control and IP, intellectual property usually leaves the country. Alan Coleman from Wolfgang Digital is with us now. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Joe. Great to be here.
Now, what do you mean when you say the ratio is 12 to 1 or selling out 12 times faster?
So William Fry just released their H1 mergers and acquisitions report. Mm-hmm. And the figures in there are quite startling. So what we're seeing in there is every working day in the first 6 months of the year, an Irish-owned business was sold into foreign ownership. Mm. And of all the Irish businesses sold, only 20% remained in Irish hands and 80% went into foreign ownership.
Right.
So the value of those businesses is where the billion euro figure comes in.
Yeah.
So the value, we're selling €1 billion worth of Irish businesses into foreign hands every month.
On the equivalent of a unicorn, I see what you mean. Right. But won't owners always be tempted by the cash?
That's right. So what we have in Ireland is we don't have an entrepreneurship problem. We're very good at building businesses, but we do have a business succession problem.
Yeah.
And what's happening is increasingly when businesses are sold, when founders inevitably exit, every business owner, just they say there's two certainties in life, death and taxes. Business owners have a third, and that's succession. Mm. And once upon a time, keeping it in the family was a live option for a lot of entrepreneurs. Less and less that's the case for demographic, economic reasons. Mm-hmm. So now the option is to sell out. And what we're seeing is 80% of those sales, the company is no longer remaining Irish owned. It's becoming internationally owned. So at a time when Ireland needs to reduce our dependence on multinationals, we're hemorrhaging our homegrown economy at quite an alarming rate.
And you think the solution to that problem might be employee ownership trusts?
I firmly believe the solution. I've made a multi-million euro tax bet that the solution to this problem
is... I hope you're listening, Pascal Donoghue.
...is employee ownership trusts. So Wolfgang have become the first Irish company to not sell out to the competition or the international. We're the first Irish company to sell in to our people instead. So we've created an employee ownership trust. So what's an employee ownership trust? Very simply, in an employee ownership trust, the employees have a say in how the work is done and they have a share in profits from work well done. So there's three, you know, proven benefits to this. Like, obviously, they're better quality jobs. We're redistributing wealth to working people. Mm-hmm. As a consequence of skin in the game, research has shown that productivity goes up by 8 to 12%. Mm. So Enterprise Ireland have identified Ireland has a productivity problem and they're trying to get Irish businesses to 2.5%. Employee ownership is proven to give 8 to 12% productivity uplift. So it's stronger businesses.
So your company, Wolfgang Digital, which is an online advertising agency, for the want of a better phrase, sold itself to its employees, but retained you as the boss.
That's right. So the way we've done it in Ireland, because the tax situation is quite tricky, is we've sold a minority stake.
Is tricky a nice way of saying crap?
Yes, it's terrible. So the reason we're the only people who do it is I've spoken to a lot of other business owners. They love the idea. They want to do it, but they couldn't tolerate the tax situation. So you're going to pay income tax instead of capital gains tax. Mm. The business is going to have an inheritance tax when you die.
Capital gains tax is less than the upper rate of income.
You're going to pay an awful lot more tax, basically. And your employees are going to pay more tax on their profit share than they would in some other scenarios as well.
Yeah, and so what happens is even very junior employees, do they not have to put up some money?
Great question. So it's naked in, naked out. So for the employees, they don't pay to get in and then they don't pay when they leave. So the way the transaction is funded is the business owner, the business is valued just as if you were selling to private equity or multinational. And then let's say you're valued at 5 million. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen is the business owner is going to lend that to the buyers and be paid back out of profits, future profits. Mm. So if the business was valued at 5 million, the business owner is going to get €1 million a year for 5 years. Mm. So it's the same amount they would get from private equity or an international buyer. The timeline of payment is just going to be a little bit longer. Normally it's 3 years.
So you're kind of borrowing from the business at the same time.
Which is the same way private equity. If you sell to a private equity, they're taking a loan from a bank to buy the business from you. In this instance, it's still loan finance, but it's just from the business owner to the employees.
And you think that might keep a lot of these startups in Ireland?
Oh, absolutely. I think most business owners know, like for me, we've had those acquisition conversations over 12 years. Once Wolfgang Digital became a €1 million company, and we started getting acquisition offers from all over the world. You know, we get at least one a year. The conversation's always the same. It's an earnout. So the entrepreneur is incentivized to maximize profit over a 2-3 year
And then period. Skedaddle.
And then get out. So what you find is you kind of have to kill your creation on the way out to maximize your payout, because all your investments in the work and the clients and the people and the culture, 10 grand investment takes 70 grand off your valuation. So you just, you know, divest everything, and it becomes a profit center for a large company.
Alan, best of luck with it. And that is Alan Coleman there from Wolfgang Digital, also an advocate of employee ownership trusts.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.